Today we're turning our attention to Psalm number 18, verse 32. Hear the word of God. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord abides forever. The God who girds me with strength and makes my way blameless. This is such an awesome example of how our sufficiency comes from the Spirit of God. David experienced the same thing that Paul wrote of. Paul said this. Paul said that he was going to boast of his weakness rather than his strength, because in his weakness, God's power was being perfected in him. In other words, as Paul was met with this messenger of Satan, we read about in the book of Corinthians, it forced Paul to go to his knees and depend on the Lord. And Paul said, "Take this tormentor away from me." God spoke back to Paul and said, "No, Paul, my power will be perfected in your weakness. My grace is sufficient for you." The psalmist, the writer of Psalm 18, was saying really the same thing, that God had girded him with strength and made his way blameless. Why? Because the psalmist was rooted in the Lord. Where was the psalmist being girded from? He was being girded from the Lord. Where was the psalmist's strength coming from? It was coming from the Lord. Why? Because the psalmist's life was being received from the Lord. In other words, the air that the writer of the psalm was breathing was the air of the Spirit of the Lord Himself. It was the air of God's Word. God was the life of David here. And in the same way, the psalmist said, "He's made my way blameless." Why? Because David's heart was like the heart of a child, he said, that was depending on his mother. David said, "I have stilled my soul like a child at rest on his mother's knee." David was being nurtured continuously by the Lord because he was depending on Him. And because David was totally dependent, David was made strong in God's strength and his way was made blameless. You see, the key and the secret to entering into God's victory is humility. And what is humility? It's dependency upon the Lord.